Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry?
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public. SouthsideAutoAuctions.com.au.
G'day, it's Luca Dobbo with you this afternoon. Margo was racked off over to Bali. It's the rush hour, and this is the catch-up. And the Savo Dobbo, we took the show on the road live from the GC600.
Yeah, what an experience. For anybody who wants to get a bit of diesel, bit of petrol into you, this is the place. Unbelievable racetrack. It is just a great place to watch V8 racing.
And we'll introduce you to a really cool bloke, the Savo, just a 23-year-old Aussie kid who now is living a dead-set dream. He is a 23-year-old supercar driver. He'll be out and about over the course of the weekend trying to win the championship. So that's an interesting chat. And Dobbo, you were putting on... You had an opportunity to come down to the Australian Radio Awards this weekend, but it would have meant that there was a possibility you could have missed the birth of your third child.
Yes, well, KG's first, my third. We were given an option, and I've made the decision to stay. And there are plenty of people out there that have missed the birth or major events. We'll talk to them this afternoon.
Yep, you'll hear that story. Plus, it's a Friday, so we'll cover off on Tool of the Week for you as well. Big show, big lineup. It starts on the catch-up for you right now. It's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker, live from the GC600 this afternoon. And... we'll give you your chance to get yourself a double pass to come along here for free over the weekend pretty soon. But right now, let's get into this.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Hit the phones if you have a nomination for us. Any tool-like behaviour you may have seen displayed this week. We'll run the rule over it. You're going to have to be in charge of it this week, Dobbo. Margo usually selects our biggest tool of the week.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Racked off on holiday, so she won't be doing that today.
Yeah, certainly does. Who have you got, Luke, first up?
Mate, I was going to give mine to President Trump. Have you heard this whole sort of Pocahontas, the whole Indian heritage drama that's been
going on? No, but you know what? He's going to get a nomination off me as well, but
is
go
he?
On, yeah.
Okay, well, mine's just for being caught out in the blatant lie. It's just funny when you get someone caught so blatantly and they still don't admit it. So there's a political opponent of his, her name is Elizabeth Warren. And she claims to have Indian heritage, like native Indian heritage, American Indian heritage in her. He thought it was total BS and he sort of used to call her Pocahontas for some reason. Anyway, he said, if you've got native Indian DNA in you, I'll pay $1 million to any charity that you choose. So she goes out, she gets the DNA test. It comes back, she's got native Indian DNA in it. Turns out her, like, her great-great-great-great-grandmother or something like this was a native Indian.
So where's the $1 million going?
Well, now he's denying that he ever said it. So first of all, let's listen to this clip. This is Donald Trump before the DNA test. Have a listen.
Let's say I'm debating Pocahontas, right? I promise you I'll do this. I will take, you know those little kits they sell on television for $2? Learn your heritage. And we will say, I will give you $1 million. To your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
She takes the test, it turns out she's Indian. They hit him up, they say, where's the $1 million? This is what he's saying now.
No, I have no. Who cares?
Who cares? $1 million to charity.
I didn't say that, huh? I didn't. You better read it again.
What? Well, for that, Luke, you need to nominate.
I mean, he is just the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I've got one.
Anyway, you are my...
You're the Tool of the Week.
There's lots of tools out there. Can I just give him... I'm going to give him another one.
Trump?
Yeah. First off...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Nashy, just hold fire. can I just say this now? I want to give a very, very special nomination to every lunatic that lined up to go and see Harry and Meghan wherever you have been over the course of Australia. I mean, people left school, people travelled up to 600 kilometres to see these, a red nut and a movie actress that, you know, washed up pretty much, so she hooked up with a royal to try and get a bit of profile. For that, anybody that loves royals, get stuffed. You are...
The Tool of the Week.
And one more quickly.
No, you can't have multiples. I mean, fair dinkum, mate.
No, Trump needs to get it again for this simple reason. It was raining the other day in Dubbo.
Oh, that was funny.
And to Harry's credit, He held the umbrella and gave it to Megan, his wife.
He's a gentleman.
And got wet. That very same day, Donald Trump gets off a plane. It is belting down rain. His wife, is it
Melania?
She is standing out in the rain, and he's holding the umbrella for himself. That says to me everything about the man. He's a low life.
A total narcissist, isn't he? Anyway, if you've got a nomination for us, hit the phones right now. We have a great prize up for grabs, and we'll let you know what that is. Oh, actually, is it the Scratchies? How's this? $100 worth of Scratchies from Instant Scratch It for the best nomination for our Tool of the Week. So hit the phones. Take your nominations next. It is The Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. We're live from the GC600 and smack bang in the middle of our Tool of the Week, and out on the track at the moment, Dobbo. I've never actually seen these before. Look, you drive a... What do you drive?
I drive a BT50.
A BT50. I'm in a Ford Ranger. So we're both in similar, like, vehicles.
Cars, yep.
But that's what's racing at the moment. There's, like, Toyota Land Cruisers up against BT50s and Ford
Rangers.
Yeah,
it's the Ute series. It's the Ute series.
Yeah, but usually the Utes are the low... These are the four-wheel drive deals. Yeah. Like, it's... I've never actually seen them.
They absolutely float.
They are driving them like they're stolen. There's no doubt about it. But we are doing Tool of the Week, and up for grabs a great prize, $100 worth of instant scratchies. You get 100 $1 scratchies. How's that? Did you read about the granny from the Gold Coast?
Yeah, great story.
She a $1 scratchy, and she won herself 10 grand night before last, which is pretty cool.
Unreal.
Ben from Yarrabilba, mate, you can kickstart us this afternoon. Who is your Tool of the Week nomination?
My Tool of the Week has to be Anthony Mundine.
Right,
for leaving. Just for leaving Jeff Horn... you know, doing all the promoting and, carrying the flag to promote this fight. And he's supposed to be the man and all about the money for his last fight.
Well, the controversy is that he's racked off overseas and left Jeff solely to promote the fight. But mind you, Dobbo, even though he's overseas, I think more people are talking about Mundine than Jeff Horn.
Yeah, certainly are. And that's what he does. He brings the dollars in regardless. Everybody wants to see him get flogged.
Anyway, Ben, it's your nomination, mate. And there you have. You've named it. So let's crown him from Ben from Yarrabilba. Anthony Mundine, you are his.
You're the Tool of the Week.
Joel from Bridgman Downs. How you going, mate?
Hey, very good. Yourself?
All right. Give us your nomination, mate.
Hey, I'd like to nominate myself this week.
Okay, a self-nomination. Go ahead.
I was doing some sky lights on a roof for a customer this morning. Turns out I've actually put the sky lights on the wrong house.
Winner! I think we have a winner.
We have a winner straight up. Yeah, okay.
How did that happen?
Just bad directions from my boss this morning. but now instead of going to the V8 tomorrow, I'm going to work.
Hey. You still have a boss, though, so you didn't get finished up.
No, I still have a boss, that's right.
But does that mean someone's going to come home this afternoon and have skylights that they don't even know about?
They came home when I was just finishing.
And what happened?
You should have seen the look on his face.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is so good. All right, mate. Look, you deserve it. And, a wonderful story, but still, mate, it's very much tool-like behaviour. So for you, you are...
You're the Tool of the Week.
I really don't think we need to go any further,
we
do
don't.
We, Dobbo?
We're done. He's done. That's our winner.
We're absolutely not doing any better than that. So, mate, congratulations. You've scored yourself $100 worth of instant scratchies. $100 worth, and hopefully you could scratch up some good coin there, my friend. Great story. Thanks for sharing it with us this afternoon. Live from the GC600 this afternoon. You can feel it really building, Dobbo. The excitement's here, and we're joined by one of the real stars of the weekend.
Oh, mate, if you're a young bloke and you're driving V8 supercars, you're flashed up. He's got as much product in his hair as you.
Nah,
but this
much,
bloke
mate,
actually goes all right. Anton Di Pasquale from Erebus Racing. How are you, mate?
Oh, very good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Melbourne boy. Is this your first time at the coast?
Yeah, not my first time here on the coast, but my first time racing the GC600, so pretty excited.
What's it like when you get out there on the track for the first time? They call it the Concrete Canyon. Now, is it difficult to stay off the walls?
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. You're going pretty quick, and there's a lot of walls, a lot of things to hit, so you got to keep your wits about you and try not to make a meal of it.
And you look like a really young guy. Like, how old are you?
Oh, I just turned 23.
Okay, so how do you get into a position? There's probably every 23-year-old in the country wants to be doing what you're doing right now, driving V8 supercar. How do you get into this position at such a young age?
You just start in karts and you sort of work your way through. There's a lot of ranks. You know, you've got to have a good support group behind you and then try and get through as much as you can, get into cars, and then from there, you've got to get lucky enough to land a seat in the main deal. So
You got to have a big set of nuts. Simple, mate, because you don't break. You just do not break. You got to know what it's like. Hey, listen, you almost won the top 10 shootout for Bathurst. If everybody, you were leading, like you guys were almost pole, and you got pipped by Dave, you obviously the rival car from your team. But how exciting was Bathurst for you?
That was really exciting. It's quite a long week. You're there from sort of Monday, Tuesday. You're doing a lot of media stuff, a lot of public stuff. So the whole week and the build-up before you get on track is massive. And then ideally you want to make the shootout because it's probably the best session of the year to be in. The whole country's kind of watching you. And you get the best track to yourself. So to be part of it and to go really well was pretty cool.
And what about this race? How does this compare as an atmosphere towards all the other events around the country? Is there anything unique about the GC 600?
I think the whole event's quite cool. It's always warm. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't rain over the weekend.
Oh, it will.
And then, you know, everyone gets behind the event, which is pretty cool. It's a bit of a sort of party atmosphere, as everyone says. This is my first time doing it, so as the weekend goes on, I'll let you know.
Hey, we get a lot of V8 supercar drivers in, and, you know, a few legends, and a lot of the legends, Dobbo, they've always got those fans that go and get them their, you know, they autograph them, and then they gets it tattooed on them. Have you had a fan yet display any, like, massive,
bogan behaviour?
Like, has anyone autographed your, tattooed your autograph on them yet?
Not that I know of.
This is the weekend, mate.
Hopefully someone's out there and they can do it. I'll do a real nice one. I don't know.
Mate, at 23, are you the eldest in your family? Have you got brothers and sisters?
I've got an older sister, so I'm the youngest.
So, like, is she a petrol head as well, or no?
No, she was. We're from a farm, so she was into her horses. I was into my motorbike. Like, so yeah.
Is that where it started out on the farm?
Yeah, you always.
Yeah, I get it.
Take dad's car for a drive, you steal his motorbike, all that kind of stuff. So
your old man, is he up here this weekend?
Yeah, he'll be floating around with, I don't know where he is, I haven't seen him yet, so he's cruising around somewhere, yeah.
How proud, mate. How proud for the family. Like, at 23, I mean, we see a lot of rugby league players that are that, and they go, but to be driving a V8 supercar at the GC 600, it's a pretty special weekend.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I think anytime you're in a supercar, it's sort of a dream come true. So you sort of always pinch yourself. There's a lot going on. You've got a whole heap of a whole team behind you too. So there's a lot of pressure and you know, just excitement at the same time.
It's a special team.
You can handle it. You can do the job. Get out there. And here's my advice to you. I'm not a V8 supercar driver, but I am a Gold Coast local and a long-term Gold Coast local. And my advice to you, don't look at the balconies. All right? That's my advice, right? Keep your eyes on the road.
Good on you, Anton. Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Well done, well Anton. Mate. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Absolute champion, mate. Look forward to seeing how you go over the weekend. Live from the GC 600. Gee, she's gone all quiet here all of a sudden.
Yeah, massive bingle. Massive bingle.
How nice is it? How pleasant is it when the cars aren't running? Holy geez, there's been a massive crash in the Porsches that are out there at the moment. So all racing has stopped. And yeah, big shame, Dobbo, for you, because a big weekend for radio folks around the country this weekend, because everyone's heading down to Melbourne
for the
radio awards. You've paid for a brand new suit, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, look, I want to 13:27:10. I'm in a real situation as we speak. The Acras are on tomorrow. You and I have been nominated. I went and bought a brand new suit. Cost me in excess. I didn't have a tuxedo. It cost me in excess of $1,000. It was excessive. But when you win, Luke, I thought, well, we're going to be up on the stage.
Awesome.
We want to look good. I've had my mum fly up from Sydney to to look after her grandchildren, right, to be present.
So you could be down
there. So I could be there. I was going with you, one of my best mates, down there, win an award together. There is a small spanner in the works. I have a fiance that is due to have a baby in 4 days' time. And yesterday when we went to have a scan, the doctor said, you'd be an absolute idiot to get on the plane. She is so close to giving birth. If you want to miss the birth of your child, this is Kylie's first, it's my third, go ahead at your own roulette. Now,
guilt trip.
Well, it's typical of this obstetrician.
You know she's
he's the same bloke that said to KG, I don't feel... if you're not romantically wanting to have any romance up the baby, don't feel guilty. Some girls take up to 12 months. And I'm looking at him going, hey, mate, what are you doing? Anyway, I have had to make a decision in the last 12 hours on whether or not I go away. I've got another one of my best mates who you know well is going down there.
It's going to be a massive night.
And there's a lot of people there that I don't get to see.
Yep.
The gloves are off. It'll be all on, right? And then I've got KG in the background going, go, we'll let you know if something happens, you know, like this passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
And the obstetrician going, if you go, the baby will be born, nothing surer.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Oh, I mean, you got to stay. Yeah, I mean, you just have to. I mean, what are you doing?
I am not going to run the risk of missing the birth of my child. I am not going. I pulled out at the last minute.
Yeah.
I've cancelled my flights. I've lost a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving you hanging, mate.
And you got a brand new suit that you'll probably
I'll never wear it. I said, the bloke who got it, he goes, oh, you'll just have to go to more black tie events. I'm like, when do I go to a black tie event? Like, I've been to one wedding and what this.
And you know now that you've pulled the pin.
She
won't have the baby.
No. It'll come next Thursday, like planned.
And you know that you'll be sitting around twiddling your thumbs.
Annoyed.
Yep.
Angry. Looking at Instagram at everybody having a great time.
But imagine if you had have gone and missed it, though. Like, you'd never live that down. You can't go
That there are people that have missed important occasions like the birth of their child because they were away or they were away with a fishing trip or they were somewhere. I want to hear your stories. Important events that you've missed because you've been away gallivanting.
Missing the birth of your child is like...
That's a starting point.
You'd want to be playing in an NRL grand final.
Not even that.
You'd want to be playing in an NRL grand final.
You'd want to be serving your country overseas.
Yeah,
that
something
is
like
it.
That, yeah.
That is it.
But it's when you go, oh, I was going crabbing with Jacko.
Yeah, I went fishing out the jumping pin.
Hey, well, 13 27 10's our number here at Gold 92.5. If you miss the birth of your child for some reason, like if it were, the more obscure...
Husband or your ex-husband missed it, let us know.
Especially if it was for something pretty lame. We're live this afternoon from the GC600. There's been a big crash out on the track, but they've just cleaned it up. So it looks like the V8s are about to get back out there, Dobbo. They're arcing it up.
Yeah, 13, 27, 10. We're talking about stuff you might have missed in events. And this is because off the back of that I was going to the Acras this weekend, but KG is due to give birth to our first child, so I've decided it's not going to happen.
I like the fact that you're admitting that you want to go to the Acras still.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, at home, Dobbo, where you're saying, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, no, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I said, Dale, I would never, ever put at risk missing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not one bit disappointed, but secretly I'm absolutely furious.
Because Dobbo doesn't want to miss the birth of his child, but he knows it's not going to happen this week.
Yeah, that's, well, if I go it well. Jess from Parkwood, what have you missed?
My husband missed the birth of our second child because he did the right thing by going and parking in the paid parking instead of parking in the emergency parking lot.
Oh, your husband did?
Your husband
did, really?
Yeah, and missed the birth. So because he did the right thing, he missed the birth of your second child.
Joking.
Yes.
Geez, he left it to the last minute, didn't he, to take you to the hospital?
I tell you what, Dobbo.
I was in labour from 4 a.m. in the morning, and then all of a sudden that went bang, 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 right, that's it, baby's coming, nothing I can do about it.
Did you know that he was, like, in a, you know, situation where he was parking, or did you think he just sort of brushed you off?
No, I knew he was parking the car. The baby wasn't waiting for him, though.
Unbelievable. I was thinking, Dobbo, that would never happen to you because you'd just park front and centre. You'd park in reception before you...
Oh, mate, I'd drive into the main entrance straight through.
Hey, good on you. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Hey, Adam from Hope Island, what's your story, mate?
My son's 21st. I was, on Saturday morning, I got up and my wife said, no, you're not going out, you just here. And I said, yeah, just a quick run before we went to the venue and started setting up. And I come up after her and put my face into my hangers and lost four teeth. So I spent the night in hospital.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. And you missed your son's 21st off the back of it.
No, I did. I did indeed, sir. I wasn't in the good books with the wife, though.
Oh, well.
You could have come to the GC600 with four missing teeth, Dobbo. You wouldn't have been out of
fitted right in.
Oh, but you wouldn't miss me.
Hey, good on you, mate. Sorry about your missing your son's 21st. Thanks for your call, though. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to Greg from Packy Pines.
Hey, Greg from Pack Pines, mate. What's your story?
Yeah, g'day. My story is about my wife's 40th birthday. A mate of mine's rang me up and said he's buying a new boat. So I said, oh, yeah, sounds great. He said, how about you're a bit of a mechanical dude. He said, how about you come for a run with me and see how it goes? No worries. The boat went fine for the first half hour. I said, yeah, it's great, mate. Let's go further and give us some. Be to the berries. So we went right up the back of the dam and must have been about 3 or 4 miles from the boat ramp. Well, we ended up blowing about 8 miles from the boat ramp with the wind. We had the SES come and get us, and it was my wife's birthday. So I missed the whole thing. I got rescued at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Half your luck. I mean, oh, that's awful. That's terrible.
Hey, how many weeks did you spend outside?
Mate, yeah, it's probably about 18 years now because she's now my ex-wife.
There you go.
That happens, brother. I'll be with you there, mate. It's all right.
Hey, good on you, mate. Thanks so much for your call. There you go, Tobo, mate. You're not missing anything. You're a good fiance, mate. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I'll be there for the birth, hopefully.
And chances are you're not going to miss anything at the Acras anyway because we won't win. We never bloody do.
Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry.
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public, southsideautoauctions.com.au.